So today I'm going to talk about scientific prayer. And the greatest scientific prayer that we have is the one that Jesus taught to his disciples, the Lord's Prayer. It gives us everything that we need in our daily living. And though I'm not going to break down the Lord's Prayer today, perhaps in a couple of weeks I'll come back to it. What I do want to talk about is this beautiful idea of what God's science is. It is the principles and the practice that we have in our daily living, that which absolutely works. It is guaranteed, for it is God's grace and God's law. It is God's principle. And all that we call science comes from God. We just discover it. So what I'd like to do is first open up with a few words from Phineas Parkhouse Quimby, from an article called Belief in Man, which can be found on page 141 in the Complete Writings Beyond. I will now introduce the scientific person. They are the son and daughters of God, while the other, the natural man or woman, is the son, daughter of mankind. As we become more acquainted with ourselves, we see that we are only the shadow of a wisdom which we never knew. And although we had seemed to have life, we had deceived ourselves, believing that we were the authors of our own being. The beginning of the scientific man, woman, is to know that the natural person is nothing but ideas, like furniture made from matter, having no value of oneself, but is merely a medium for a higher wisdom. From the tree, in this case the matter, we have furniture. It is the cause and the effect that comes from that deep inner self that puts forth creation, that God mind of which we reach through Christ consciousness that is within. From our divine science practice and principle, we read on pages 82 to 84, the Lord's Prayer, it is not about pleading, begging, or making deals. That is not science. Science is principle in how God works and we are children of God. It is about affirming the truth. Divine science has chosen this prayer in these words, emphasizing the powerful meanings of these words, the language that Jesus spoke, and had neither a past nor future tense. All prayers were of the present, the living in the now, not a prayer dwelling on the past or the future. In truth, science also works in the now. It will not take place tomorrow or yesterday. It can only take place in the moment that we are living in, this eternal moment that we call now. I am and thou art is the now moment, the expression of self revealed and expressing the law of love, the law of giving, the law of creation. Law is God's science, and opinions have no influence over God's science. Pray, therefore, becomes an acknowledgement of divine order or plan. It is the absolute acceptance of the perfect adjustment of mentality and body to the truth of spirit. We also have from Emmett Fox, which I feel ties in very well with all this, from his book Make Your Life Worthwhile, and this is found on page 181. Prayer does not change things for us, but it changes them by turning us into the eternal truth. It does not change the truth itself. Like changing a station on a radio, we do not change the program, but tune into the program we really want. Truth remains as is whether we tap into it or not. It is changeless. It cannot become something when it already is. The law of absolute being, it is the perfect, eternal, unchangeable harmony. And to believe this with some degree of conviction is the way out of difficulty. You have nothing to deal with but your own opinions and beliefs. In other words, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. This comes from John 8:32. All of life is revealed in God's perfection. It is the absolute in design and therefore has a formula. It is a science, a mathematical science, a science of and from God, and therefore guaranteed to work. We call it divine science, and this is our scientific prayer. A great physics teacher could write out the Lord's Prayer from beginning to end in a mathematical formula of equations. But the math that goes deeper is first of a spiritual substance, already perfect and already at work. It is all power, all science, and all present. Without the most important part of the equation, it is for naught. The most important part of this beautiful equation is you. It is your essence, your substance, your being that must be the absolute in the equation of God's science, a science of which God created the heavens and the earth and all living things. And the sum to this guaranteed principle is that all of it is good and complete. Jesus taught this well. Our greatest teacher, healer, and scientist. The Lord's Prayer was so well designed, like the perfection of solved mathematical equations, it cannot be tampered with. Jesus saw to that. It has survived the ages of mankind's vanity and self-centeredness for personal power and glory. It is the one prayer that all Christian churches recite together. However, reciting it truly just becomes robotic and ritualistic. In turn, that may bring a little comfort while waiting for Jesus, the man, to come and save you. But Jesus the Christ has already done so in the Word. For the Word made flesh in Jesus is also made flesh in us all. And how to live fruitfully in the Word can be found in the Lord's Prayer. To study and practice each of the initial seven clauses. And again, we have this number seven, which symbolizes individual completeness, a completeness of the soul. So, saying it or writing it out mathematically alone does not bring us the medicine within. It is a faith, a deep knowing of God's inner knowledge, already on earth as it is in heaven. This is where the wellness of divine love works through us in perfect harmony, the knowing without doubt. The less doubt produces, less fear, which produces better the results. Because you can't really mess with God. So you see, all that is there is already complete and has already been there since the beginning of existence. It is the Alpha and the Omega, happening at once in this moment. And the beauty of it all is, you can't mess with God's math. It is finished, and so it is. So let me close with this prayer, our Lord's Prayer in Divine Science, which is found on page 83 of Divine Science, the Principle and Practice. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed is thy name. Thy kingdom is come, thy will is done, on earth as it is in heaven. Thou givest us this day our daily bread. Thou forgivest us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Thou leadest us not into temptation, but dost deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom
and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And God bless.